WNYC Studios is supported by the Brennan Center for Justice, presenting The Failed Experiment of Mass Incarceration. This virtual event on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. will feature criminal justice advocates and contributors to the new book, Excessive Punishment: How the Justice System Creates Mass Incarceration. They will discuss why the American approach to criminal justice is so punitive and how reforms would prioritize human dignity and restoration over retribution. Find more information and register for this event at brennancenter.org/events.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm Heidi Moore, and for Brian Lehrer. Living in New York over the past few years, we've gotten used to the baby boom and the strollers everywhere. Suddenly, New York seems like a great place to raise children. But what about the other side of the generational divide? Is New York a great place for retirees? Kiplinger's named New York City one of its top five cities for retiree living. Surprised? So are we. I'm talking with Sandy Block. She's a senior associate editor for Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Sandy, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to get some listeners' views on this first. Listeners, call in with your questions about retiring in New York. Have you found it a great place to spend your golden years? Call 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or comment on our website, WNYC.org, and click on Brian Lehrer. So, Sandy, tell me how your team decided that New York is a great place to retire.
Well, we started with data we get from the Martin Prosperity Institute, which looks at everything from crime rates to number of restaurants to number of doctors per 100,000 people, cost of living, all these different things. And then it sort of crunches the numbers for different categories, families, boomers, you know, second acts, and retirees. And one reason that New York pops up is obviously you have to get over the cost of living hurdle. Nobody who is having a hard time making ends meet could probably reasonably live in New York. But once you get past that, there are lots of things that New York has to offer, and probably one of the top ones that passed statistical muster is the availability of really good health care. I mean, people travel from all over the world to go to health facilities that you New Yorkers probably take for granted. You have 247 doctors per 100,000 people, and that's a pretty high number. So you do have that's important to older people. And I think, just personally, not having to have a car is a huge, huge advantage for people who want to retire in New York. That will save you. AAA estimates that it costs $9,000 a year to own and maintain a car. So the fact that you can live very comfortably in New York without a car, I think, is a real asset for the city.
Yes, and you also make the point that there are something called NORCs in New York. What are NORCs?
NORCs are called, I've been fascinated by this concept for a while. They're called naturally occurring retirement communities. And the idea is that these aren't assisted living centers. They're not senior centers. They're just places where a lot of older people have either decided to age in place or have congregated, but it's not all older people. And they, because there's a large number of older people in these communities, they have access to social services that older people need. To me, what's appealing, though, is that you have many generations living in this place. And I think that's healthy. I think a lot of older people, and I would count myself when I get older, don't want to live with only other older people. And in a NORC, you have people of many ages, so you get the benefits of sort of generational diversity. And New York has 27 NORCs. And I think it was the founding place for them. And I think as boomers get older, we're going to be seeing more and more of them. And New York, with its high concentration of services, is probably an excellent place to see this develop.
Well, we have a caller who agrees with you. Dina from Manhattan. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think it's the best place in the world. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I can just tell because I have friends all different ages. We socialize together. We have dinners. We go out. We have the ballet, the opera. You can walk everywhere. I think they say people who live in cities are the healthiest people because we do have to walk everywhere. The transportation system is great. You have Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the theater district, Central Park. It's all here. And then you have all the services. And so I think it's the best place.
And if there are other callers who want to talk about retiring in New York and that experience, call 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. And we also take comments on our website, WNYC.org, where you can click on Brian Lehrer. So, Sandy, we were just talking about the NORCs. You said there are 27 of them in New York. Where are they?
In all of the boroughs. They're spread out. They're all over the place. But I think they're largely, you know, high-rises, apartment communities that, as I said, have attracted or retained a lot of older people. But they're not just older people, and they have easy access to social services, to health care, and things like that. And to speak to the caller, one thing I found in researching this article, people think of New York as an expensive place to live, and it is. But if you're over 65, it's sort of analogous. I was a student in New York, and I remember how I could get student discounts on all the museums and things like that. And seniors can get those, too. And there's an enormous amount of things that you can do for free. So New York offers, you know, a host of cultural activities that don't have to be expensive. And if you're seniors, you know, either can be greatly discounted or free.
Yeah, and in fact, I see I'm a big museum goer, and I see a lot of retired people acting as docents at museums and volunteering that way.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. That's how I'd like to spend my retirement. And because if you aren't working, you have more flexible hours, I think you can take advantage of discounts and free nights and free days at the various museums. And there, I found a brochure that's just devoted to this, and it just went on and on and on about all the activities that are available. So I think, you know, as boomers age, a lot of boomers don't want to go south and go fishing. They want a vibrant cultural life, and I just can't think of any place that offers that more than New York.
Yeah, but one thing that does make it really hard in New York, you mentioned that the real estate prices are high, and they are. The cost of living here is punishing. Eric from Riverdale is our next caller. He has some thoughts on that. Hi, Eric.
Hi. I've lived in New York my whole life, and I own a house up in Riverdale. But New York, for people who haven't lived here their whole life, is really a place to me for the, not just for the wealthy, but for the super rich. I don't know how anybody on a fixed income could possibly afford to retire here. It just seems like a huge leap to think that that's possible.
Sandy, what do you think?
Well, I know people that do, and as I said, that's a huge caveat. I mean, if people are looking at saving money, if they're looking at downsizing, they're not going to be looking at New York. So I think that sort of you have to get past that hurdle. That said, people who have saved well or perhaps sold a home and have a, you know, very large nest egg, I think could do it and could make it work. And I do know people. I know a mother of a friend who retired to Florida with her husband. He died, and now she is in her 90s and living back in New York. And the family is not shy about saying that they're not going to inherit anything because their mother is spending it to live there, but she's having a ball. So I think if you can't afford it, and as I said, I think once you subtract the cost of having a car, that is a pretty big savings right there.
Well, let's talk to Solomon from Manhattan. He's experienced this. Hi, Solomon.
Hi there. I am 85 years old and retired, living in Manhattan and loving it. I have access to so many wonderful things. I have Symphony Space just a block away, Lincoln Center very close, a lot of things within walking distance. Shopping is nearby. Movie theaters are right there on Broadway, and a lot of good legitimate theater and concerts and shows that I enjoy as much as I have the strength to do.
And that's a great story to hear. There's another caller who also has some faith in New York City as a place for retirement. Let's talk to Susan from Chatham, New Jersey. Susan, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So tell us about your retirement plans.
Well, I am not. I'm going to retire in a few years. My husband and I plan to in the next 5 years. But in preparation, we just bought a very small place in the city on the Upper West Side, and we are very happy and just loving it. We're close to Lincoln Center. We've joined the museums. We go in as much as we can without exceeding our 180 days, and it's just fabulous. We have a place to walk our dogs, and I think it's going to work out. I am just so excited.
That sounds terrific. Sandy, is there any advice that you would give to people who are going to move here specifically for retirement?
No, I would just say, you know, be very aware of the costs and maybe some of the costs that you're done. As this caller pointed out, we're talking retired people are not looking at buying a penthouse or a house. I mean, if I were retiring to New York, I think I could manage on a pretty small place because there's so much to do outside where you live. And one of the things I mentioned in my article, too, is people in other parts of the country don't, you all take this for granted, but the fact that you can get everything delivered, to me, is a huge advantage to living in New York if you're an older person. You know, the snow piles up or something like that, you can just have all your food delivered, and that's not something people in other parts of the country enjoy. But I think people do have to be very realistic about not just the cost of an apartment or buying a place, but taxes are high in the city, and they're going to have to add that on. And, you know, everything is a little more expensive than it is in other parts of the country. So I think people have to be realistic about whether they can afford it. I think some of the folks that have been calling in are already pretty familiar with New York, so they probably know that. But if someone were thinking of relocating from another part of the country, it would probably be worth their while to spend some serious time in New York first and really get a sense of just what things will cost.
Well, but also New York can be a little exhausting to get around. Let's talk to our caller, Leonard, from Forest Hills. Leonard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
First, a couple of things I'd like to say is, one, I would like to know exactly what you mean by golden years. I'm in my 80s. I know a lot of people my age. I know the kinds of things that they suffer from as age brings on. I also know that there are a lot of people who cannot afford anywhere near the lovely picture or painting about New York, a little apartment here. There are many, many, I'm sure there are far more people who cannot afford it. And so the idea of golden years sounds a little bit condescending to me. So could you please explain to me exactly what you mean by golden years?
Well, Sandy, it sounds like Leonard is very skeptical. I mean, one thing we know about New York is that it does take a lot out of you to live here, even if you're of any age group. So how would you advise Leonard, and how would you define golden years?
Well, I certainly didn't mean to sound condescending, and I think certainly as people's health starts to decline, you're right. I mean, New York is not an easy place to get around. It is the climate, winters can be hard. You know, what I really see as an advantage is being able to take the subway everywhere is certainly not going to be an advantage if you're disabled. So I do think that at some point that is something that people need to consider. And healthcare is just such a huge cost, huge part of cost of long-term care as well. And that may, you know, make New York unappealing or inappropriate for people. I guess I was sort of looking at the younger retirees, people in their 60s and 70s who are in good health, and like some of the callers who are still, I mean, although you had a caller who's 85, and it sounds like he's still pretty active too. So I think it certainly just depends on your quality of life.
Well, that's really interesting. Thank you so much. We'll have to end it there. Sandy Block, Senior Associate Editor for Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Sandy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we've just wrapped up a conversation about retiring in New York. If you have more you want to say, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer, and send us your comments, and stay tuned. I'm Heidi Moore of Marketplace. I've been filling in for Brian Lehrer, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening.